I guess the pause button is still on.
That doesn't help.
Hey, dummies.
You're a fucking idiot. Thanks for listening to this episode of This Is So Dumb.
If you'd like to reach us on Twitter and Instagram, it is sodumb_podcast.
Or the website, www.thisissodumb.com. And you can email us at dummies@thisissodumb.com.
I hope you enjoy this hilarious episode.
And if you really want to reach us, meet us in the men's room at the Austin Public Library, 3 p.m. downtown.
Here's dummies.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Do it.
Let's do it to it.
Let's just get this fucking shit over with.
Get the shit show moving.
Ding, 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 ding. Y'all ready for this?
Oh, shit.
Jock Jams. Remember Jock Jams?
Of course I remember Jock Jams.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I used to put it on right before every time the cheerleaders come running out of the gym.
Yeah. Couldn't I be behind them naked like, ooh,
go boobies. Dennis. Boobies.
Boobies. And what the fuck? He just, so this is our sound engineer friend.
Yeah.
Who just wrote Mike's question mark.
So we, well, a little bit of context.
No context.
Fuck that. Audio has been a little bit of a challenge over the course of the time since we started. And, last episode in particular, I don't know what happened, but it didn't sound great. You sounded like you were trapped inside of a
butthole
foyer or something.
Yeah,
a butthole. And then I was way up on top of the mic or something. So that didn't work either. We have got to figure this out. Joe Rogan's podcast never sounds like garbage like this.
Yeah, do you know what we need that he has?
Tens, a sidekick?
Tens of millions of dollars.
We have cool tattoos.
No, we have tattoos.
We shave our heads?
No, you do.
Not really, though. I go with a one blade. Just
yeah.
A one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go with a half blade.
I go to Floyd's. I see them hot tattoo chicks, yeah. And then always the guy just comes and gets me. The gay guy with the fedora, usually a bald head.
I got to be bald? So, do they serve beers there? Because sometimes they serve beers.
No, I think Birds does that.
Yeah. Why do you go to Floyd's then? Not
hot tattooed broads.
Do you know, I think Birds has that too. Oh. Do you know what I've been dying for is one of those like old timey shaves, straight blade?
Really?
I would give my left, I would give your gigantic left testicle.
You can get two hot blades for that.
I guarantee I can. I want
that's my favorite part of getting my hair cut is when they take the straight razor to the back of the neck.
I want it all the way down the Adam's apple. Look at this Adam's apple. I'm going to lose a life. Check this thing out.
Jesus, you look like a fucking goblin.
I look like Ichabod Crane.
You do. That's what's the fucking guy's name from Back to the Future? The dad. You got his Adam's apple.
The dad?
Yeah. What the hell's his name? Yeah. Come on.
Oh, he's a weirdo, too.
Yeah.
It's like Garrison Keillor.
It's like Garrison Keillor. It's like, oh.
It keeps coming in like Garrett Williams.
It's not Garrett.
Griswold Jameson III.
It's Clark Griswold.
So anyway, circling back to the original story,
yeah.
I believe you took a picture of the...
I took a picture of the microphone and sent it to him like, that's going to help.
But you took a picture of the old soundboard originally.
True.
And you sent it to him. And luckily, since it was a week ago, you gave him all of about 5 minutes lead time. Said, hey, this is what the setup looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have it here. Because you take the shit home every week.
Yeah, which you should.
I should. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, you should maybe do a little research on how to, you know,
tune the
set
thing?
It up. Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did read, yeah. I did read it. I just think it's a Yamaha. I mean, what do you want?
I want a fucking Toyota.
It's an Onkyo.
How's your weekend?
It's an insignia.
How's your weekend been? Because this is a long weekend. We get tomorrow off of work.
Baby, this is a special Labor Day episode.
It is.
Episode, all right?
Yeah, we're gonna make ladies go into labor.
Tuck your tail feather. Here it comes. Weekend has been pretty good so far. So yesterday, we had nothing to do yesterday, and then got a phone call out of the blue. Do you want to go to the lake? And the answer is, hell yes.
You liking the lake lately, huh?
Oh my God, dude. I'm even more on the tip of like, let's just
move there.
This guy, Monty, we went out with Monty. He is every bit looking like a guy named Monty.
Really?
That you would, a fucking mustache. He looks like he came right out of Chicago, like 1980s.
Yeah, like he has like, he should be doing like the striped shirt with the barbell over his head, that kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's guy's great. So we went out on his boat.
He has a bicycle with one giant wheel in the front and then a tiny one in the back.
Exactly. He's got a bowler hat. One of his kids is the same age as one of my kids. So.
And does he? I got that.
Thank you.
Does he own a boat?
He does. It's not the biggest boat in the world either. It's just like a regular. It's got this cool bar that the kids can go skiing on, like water skiing. So they tried that yesterday. That was pretty cool. They had a good time. We were out there for a long, long time. But it was fun. So did some water skiing, did some, which you don't see there at all. It's all wakeboarding.
Yeah.
You see a lot of that. And as I said before, you do see, it's kind of unfortunate. You see a lot of thongs, young ladies.
Gross.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then today, the old shake, the shakester needed to get some new pants for work.
Wow.
All those Labor Day deals.
Z Cavaricci's?
Yeah. Well, Applebee's has a pretty tight dress code. I got to adhere to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just serve up those individually dressed nachos wearing just fucking jeans, crop jorts.
You got to watch out for them meth gorillas.
Is goddamn right. So went to the outlet malls. I completed my trip in 23 minutes.
Did you go north or south to the outlets?
We went north. We went to the old Round Rock.
Loser.
The old R squared. But then I proceeded to stay there for another 4 hours because, my traveling companion needed to,
go bananas?
Just go bananas. Absolutely go bananas.
Which would have been a perfect segue.
Into a story that we're not going to
talk about. Yeah. God damn it.
So anyway, even more interesting. Historically, the Willis house has been hit by a rogue raccoon for maybe over a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like inside or out?
No, outside.
Okay.
Never inside. I'd hatchet the shit out of that thing. That thing wouldn't even know what's coming.
Yeah.
Look
at
this
long ass guy who's convulsing coming at me.
Exactly.
It's like, this guy has rabies. Look, I need to get away.
I'm not going
to
eat this food this guy's been eating. Jesus. Rabies were bad.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking wreck. So every now and again, I'll turn the corner to throw the trash away, and there's just shit all over the place right behind the fence. And we live close enough to the green belt where I think the raccoons are coming up, and they might even have a place underneath the shed. I'm not sure.
Well, your back porch isn't.
That's right.
It's wood, right?
Nah, yeah, but I can get under there, and I have gotten under there. There's no raccoons there,
okay.
But the shed. I think I did see them clawing at one point through to try to get in the shed, so I think they're back there. Anywho, finally, I said to myself, you're going to catch these sons of bitches.
I'm setting up camp.
So I was going to get a BB gun and sit out on the back porch. And then I said, that's a dumb idea. Why don't I just get a trap? So last night, the old Willis got a little trap together for a nice, fresh piece of fish. A little tilapia.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You didn't spring for the Chilean sea bass?
No way.
Cheap prick.
No, those guys don't deserve it. Tilapia all the way.
It's a last meal, though.
It's a whitefish. Put it in there. This morning it came out. Nice little furry friend waiting for me. Now, here's the
problem.
Please
be a skunk instead of a
raccoon. No, it was a raccoon. It was a raccoon. Now, here's the problem. If you don't figure out before you trap it how to get it out, you're in for a fucking treat. Because I had no idea how to get this fucking thing out.
You don't?
No, I figured it out.
Yeah, you throw it in the water. And you just wait.
And you drown it.
You just drown that fucking thing.
Well, you got to put a rope on it first so you can drag it back out. It's my father-in-law, so it's been re-engineered. I really didn't think it was going to hold a raccoon. I thought midway through carrying it, it was just going to jump out and just attack me.
Yeah.
So here's another treat. Whenever you're looking to catch a raccoon, definitely go on YouTube and type in catch a raccoon in a cage. And everything that we'll come up with is raccoon cage fails. And you'll see like guys opening the cage and the raccoon immediately turns them and starts attacking them. Well, like video and all kinds of shit. So I was like, holy shit. Also, those things are brilliant. Way smarter than I am. So apparently, they'll find their way back. So I had to load this thing up. I had to take it way down, right near your house. I'm not going to tell you exactly where I put it.
Like, literally before you walked in the house, it got released?
It might be. Do you hear that sound?
Yeah.
That might be it. No. It was over by...
We have ghosts. That's what that was.
Well, yeah. Barton Creek.
Okay.
I drove from my house down to Barton Creek, so it was like 20 minutes away. I drive down there. I pulled into my old neighborhood because I checked it out on the map. I was like, what is the closest way that I can hide somewhere and yet still drop this thing
off? Did you go to that hiking trail that you used to stop at?
Goddamn right I did. So I pull in, I put the thing down, flip up the lid, and he just ran away.
Huh.
Nothing fucking happened. He didn't turn on me. So before I let him out, and it's probably because of this, before I let him out...
You fucking told him.
I did. I had a gigantic hoe in my hand.
Really? What was her name?
Marjolaine.
That's a weird name.
I said, Marjolaine, you suck this thing off like nobody's business if it comes at me. No, I bent down. I said, listen, I'm going to do right by you. I'm going to release you back into the wild. But if you turn on me, I'm going to dig this thing in your skull. Open the door, he went right out.
You broed down with it a little bit. He knew.
Actually, you know what I did? I opened the door, and then I said, now fuck off, and it left. And then there was a guy who was, like, outside looking at me, so I just took off.
Yeah. Man,
that was a good story, huh?
That story had one of the better endings I've ever heard.
So I literally thought I was going to get torn apart by this thing. So guess what? Guess what the Willis did now? I reset it tonight.
Of course you did.
Damn right I did.
What'd you put in there tonight?
Fish. I have like 3 leftover pieces left. Guess what? Guess what's going to happen tomorrow night?
Fish.
The next motherfucker's going to get it. So tomorrow, we're actually getting the families together.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a TISD family gathering.
Yep.
It's the end of the summer. The summer solstice party.
Exactly.
For TISD.
Yep. We're gonna take a little dip in the pool.
You got that right.
A couple burgers and dogs out on the old grill.
Yep.
Kids can break some limbs on a trampoline.
100%.
And you guys can get the fuck out of my house.
Boom. We got a fantasy football draft tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you do.
All the kids. And you decided not to participate.
Yeah, because I could give 7 shits less.
So 7 shits is a lot of shits.
Yeah.
That's at least 4 days for you.
Yeah.
How many shits do you think you take in a day?
A day?
Yeah.
At least 4. I shit...
No way.
Constantly.
No way.
After every meal, I gotta shit.
I don't believe that at all.
Swear to God. I shit like clockwork, okay? First thing, I wake up, take the dog for a walk, come home, take a shit. Get the kids ready for school, take them to school, drink my coffee on the way to work, get to work, take a shit.
That's it.
Lunchtime, eat my lunch, take a shit. Come home, first thing I do, take a shit. And then I might throw in a 5th one. Before bed.
How much comes out, though?
It depends. Like I said, I haven't had a solid shit in fucking decades, so.
Are you serious?
We've talked about this.
There's nothing more joyous than
like a solid one that you just clamp off?
Only thing that works. Why is Siri trying to listen into our conversation?
It says, hey, Siri, this is nothing more to it.
All right.
Good on you, Siri.
Hey, Siri, shut the fuck up. Hey, Dave, can you get a handle? You're not going to respond to that. You goddamn better.
Bitch.
Producer Dave. Fucking things up again.
Our producer Dave is Siri. So, yeah, man. I should fucking...
Not cool. You need to go see somebody. Have you told your doctor that?
No. What is the issue?
Four shits a day?
Yeah.
Your anus must be raw.
Nah.
Do you wipe?
Of course I wipe.
No.
Just with my bare hand, though.
No way.
Just smush There's it on no the wall. Way.
That thing would be bleeding.
Nah, dude, I got a rough and tough. My anus rocks rough and tough with its Afro puff. That's my anus is strong.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, anal.
Hey, this week, Wednesday.
Yep.
Going to see the old urologist for Lefty.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yep.
No, I wasn't. I don't give a fuck about that.
So we'll see.
Let me pretend, though. Really?
Yeah.
What's the proctologist's name?
It's Dr. Fingerbang.
Oh, MD. All right.
No, it's Dr. Northway.
Quincy Jones. Do you remember like three episodes ago when we couldn't remember a doctor's name? I was trying to make a doctor joke.
Oh.
I fucked it up. Quincy Jones.
Oh.
Booyah.
I really thought you were doing Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Booyah.
Thank you for that.
Booyah.
I thought you were talking about Melvin.
No. Melvin Gordon, running back for the Chargers?
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, I would because somebody stole him from me. I have another fantasy football draft I did.
Yeah, we should turn this into the fantasy football podcast.
Hi-yo.
Fucking dork.
If you took Tom Brady the third round, it's a reach. Are you a points per reception league?
He has to go in the first round, though, right?
No.
Really? It
depends on what kind of league you have. If you have a points per reception, PPR, no.
Yeah,
wide receivers and running backs. Running backs who really don't have a place in the game anymore, they still score a lot of points. Depends on the league.
Yeah, let's fucking stop immediately with this.
No, wait. We had a new guy in the league. He took, like, Aaron Rodgers in the second round. He got roasted. We made him look like a fucking idiot in that room.
Bet you fucking cried.
You gotta walk out of here right now.
What a dickhead.
He's a dummy. Nice guy, though.
Yeah.
Got a good league. Nice guys.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk about fantasy football again?
0.0.
You know what? I know you want to talk about. You want to talk about sponsors.
I do.
I tell you what.
Speaking of shitting five times a day.
Yeah. Combos.
Oh, my God. They ruined me last week. Ruined me.
I don't know if we should have Combos as the unofficial sponsor anymore.
I don't. We could have Combos and then like some sort of
battery
acid. Ass coolant. Because that shit was
Tux.
On fire.
So you need Tux?
Exactly, yeah.
Do they make Tux anymore?
Yeah, of course they do.
All right. So let's do...
We need medicated wipes.
Medicated anal pads. All right, so Tux. Unofficial sponsor Tux after Combos.
Yeah.
I don't think we can eat Combos after this anymore.
I don't know.
It's a delight. It's a delight, but I feel like a bag of shit the next day.
Yeah.
And it might be due to the fact that our other unofficial sponsor, Blue Moon.
Yeah.
It's the only time I drink Blue Moon, and I honestly think I'm turning into a little bit of an alcoholic again. A low-grade alcoholic.
Once a week? Really? Or it's not once a week,
now
I drink
more than once a week, now, which I shouldn't. I should drink like once a month, if that at all.
No, you should drink once a week during this thing.
Yeah, but I can't now. Now I'm on the regular. This is like true confessions over here.
Yeah, so you're not going to be drinking soon?
No, I'm going to keep drinking until I die.
Yeah, exactly, which will be soon.
All right, cool. So why are we even talking about this?
I misunderstood where you were going with that. I thought you were saying that you're done drinking.
No. Unofficial sponsor, Blue Moon. It's the Belgian White.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are our sponsors. And there's also another big one, 14 Finches. 14finches.com for all of your creative graphic tee needs.
I have been rocking their shirts, the three that I got.
Yeah.
Man, people ask me.
Never.
No.
Really?
No. No one's asked me anything. No one really pays attention to me. They just see some fat guy walking by.
What is that? What's that guy with that? Yeah. Tarp.
What's that guy with the huge tits?
Yeah. Why does that tarp have an icon on it? Yeah, I don't. I was kind of hoping I would get stopped a little more so I could talk about, you know, like seductive ladies on barbells and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
hasn't happened yet. But if people did pay attention to us, we must be disgusting human beings.
No.
I look like a zombie.
We don't go anywhere. Where do you go that someone's going to stop you and talk to you?
I went to a kids triathlon last weekend. It was full of like moms and dad CrossFit douchebags.
Oh.
Not one.
Hmm.
I don't know. This is not a good sponsor shout out. But he does have, you know what? If you like the logo, and you'd be a fucking moron if you didn't, because it's super creative. That's 14finches.com. So also 14, you'll go to 14finches.com and you'll just see Parked Free by GoDaddy. So why don't you email 14finches.com, the number 14finches@gmail.com. That's what I meant to say.
You did mean that. Yes. Gmail address. And then let them know size, quantity, design options, all that stuff.
Yep.
And then
8 inches, many, black. And then where to ship it?
Yeah. My butt.
Number one butthole. Oh, 14finches.
There you go, buddy.
Hey. Good for you guys. All right.
Yeah.
Do we have any other sponsors this week?
No, but I have a question.
Do we have any? We've got a lot of people asking to be sponsors. We haven't really picked anybody up yet.
We do?
No.
Oh. Oh, do you know who reached out? EasyJet.
EasyJet reached out.
Yep.
Did they?
They want to be a sponsor.
Awesome. That's a great story.
Go ahead, man. Let her rip.
I didn't read it.
You piece of garbage. You don't read any of these stories.
EasyJet.
All right, just so people know.
Yeah.
During the week, you compile a list of news stories and stuff, and then you send it to me. And I go through them. I read them all.
No, wait. Okay. Well, yeah, I do compile them. Sometimes I send them right to you, which I think the EasyJet one I did actually send right to you.
And then...
like, legit right now, I have seven pages of notes.
Yeah, of notes. I go through those 7 pages, and I read every link to every story to get ready. And then he sits down, and I go, hey, so this one, did you read that one? Nah. To give an example, okay, there's a girlfriend of the week. He had 2 stories written down about a woman in Kentucky who killed her boyfriend. One of them said, woman kills boyfriend for wanted to date a beauty queen. And the other one says, woman kills boyfriend and said, I gave him the nose job he always wanted. Yeah, it was the same fucking story. Same people.
I don't think it was the same story. I didn't read it, but I don't think it's the same story. Yeah, I read one of them, and it did not mention the fact that she basically said at the end, he always wanted a nose job, so I shot him in the face.
Yeah. The other one, it's the same fucking people. Same woman, convicted.
No.
The long story short is you don't read these fucking things. You see a catchy headline, clickbait,
no.
And you're like, give it to me. But this EasyJet story is a good one. Okay?
All right.
So you didn't read it, so want me to break it down, or you got it?
All right. I'm open. I got it open right here.
Okay.
EasyJet passengers filmed fighting after a woman allegedly gives in-flight lap dances while intoxicated. I don't see the problem with this. Footage has emerged
showing her titties and everything.
Several rowdy EasyJet passengers in the midst of a heated confrontation on a flight from England to Spain to Ibiza. Oh, well, she's going to party. Oh my gosh, let the girl live a little bit.
She was British too.
Really? Did you check the video?
I did. What did she look like? You can't really see. You just see lots of heads moving and people laughing and punches thrown.
She was up lap dancing.
Oi! Get off me, my penis!
Y'all, me kibbles and bits!
I don't know why they're Rastafarian, but...
I'm going to give you the Queen's English! We're way off on that. Wait a minute. Let me think about how you do an English accent.
Oi, mate! That's Australian, you fuck.
Shit. Yeah, but that's like the prison colony, Australia.
It's true, but it's still not.
Wait, how does Hugh... how's Hugh Grant talk?
Hugh Grant?
Right.
That doesn't sound like Hugh Grant.
You like to get buggered?
Bridget Jones!
Shake your hiney in my face.
We had a whole...
My name's Russell Brand! I'm outrageous.
Look at my stupid hairdo.
Maybe I like men. Maybe I like women.
I can't believe he got to bang Katy Perry.
I know.
Lucky motherfucker.
I know.
All right, so EasyJet.
Yeah.
You sent me that video. I liked it. And you said, hey, here's a challenge for you. Write some slogans for EasyJet.
Yep.
So I did. I wrote some.
Yeah.
How many did you write?
Hang on. Let me check. 1, 2, 3, 4. None.
You piece of garbage.
I haven't read any.
It's cool.
Well, hey.
I know.
Remember, sorry to me, Neil. Remember last week when I was like, hey, let's write some jokes, and you didn't write any fucking jokes? Do you remember last week?
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't live in the past like you.
Oh, wait a second. Josh's footage of Brunette can be seen attempting to slap and punch a group of women.
You really can't see anything. I watched the whole video. It's a waste of time.
She was doing cartwheels, though, apparently.
Yeah, she had her titties out. It was awesome. Can't see it in the video.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Give me a break.
All right, I got some slogans for you.
Let's go. EasyJet slogans.
EasyJet. The only thing easier than our flights are our whore passengers. EasyJet. EasyJet. The Mile High Club has never been more attainable. EasyJet.
All right.
EasyJet. Free HPV since 93. EasyJet. EasyJet. We give new meaning to free nuts. We're talking jizz, folks. EasyJet.
You should have done, you know what would be funny? Free HPV, and the nuts are only 50 cents. The peanuts were only.
No, I shouldn't have.
Now, I thought of it, and then I lost it, and then I tried to get it back. Go ahead, sorry.
That's all I had. I had four of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I four more than you did.
Okay. Did you write jokes about old people this week?
Yes, I did,
you
motherfucker.
Roll right into that?
Let's see how we got.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you just talk while I try to figure out what my jokes are?
Do you want me to start with one, and then you go, and then I go, and then you go?
No, I got one. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
All right. So, setting up the premise, last week, every week we're going to challenge each other to write jokes on a premise. I went first and picked maybe the dumbest premise ever, where I just said old people.
No, that's not what happened. We were talking about Aunt Emma, and I said I couldn't stop thinking about Aunt Emma. No, I didn't get that one. That went live on air.
Are you serious?
Yeah. George, just want to cancel the whole thing?
Yeah, press stop.
I don't know how.
And we're back.
So Aunt Emma, yeah. I was like, I can't stop thinking about Aunt Emma because I had my little mental breakdown where I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And so that's why we said old people.
All right, I still don't know if that's the truth, but so anyway.
It's true, you dink.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. If you're interested, people, listen back. By the way, listen back to the episodes. Absolutely. ThisIsSoDumb.com. We're on iTunes. You can get us on Instagram. And on Twitter at
SoDumb_podcast.
All right. We are on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. We're on something called Podchaser now.
Yeah.
There might even be more. So please feel free. And then also, absolutely reach out and touch us. Leave some comments on the website. Unless you're gonna leave really bad comments and really inappropriate ones. I'm looking at you. Nah, I'm not even going to say who it was, but I'll tell you who it was. If you wrote a comment recently and you look on the website and it's not on the website, there's a fucking reason for it, okay? Take a hint. Anyway, back to old people jokes. You ready?
I'm ready, brother.
All right. Here's the first one. Apparently, being in a nursing home is pretty sweet. Jesus Christ, I can't even fucking write. All right, ready? Let me start over. There we go. Apparently, being in a nursing home... Fucking, are you serious? What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Apparently, being in a nursing home is pretty sweet. Everyone's getting STDs because they're sleeping with each other like crazy. It's like high school all over again. Which means when I get there, I'll have to watch some 90-year-old fuck my girlfriend while his buddies pants me and shove me down the stairs. Can't wait.
It would have been so much better if you didn't fuck it up the whole time.
Yeah. All right, you go.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew this, but sometimes when a woman gets older, they suffer from something known as the POP. It doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, it stands for pelvic organ prolapse. That's right. They queef out their uterus. It's not a joke because it's true.
Like the uterus comes out?
They queef out their uterus, and it really happens.
Like the whole uterus comes out?
It falls out into the toilet when they're trying to take a dump.
But it's still connected.
Yeah. It's just outside of their insides.
How do you get it? back in. You it's go like this is like a jellyfish just hanging, like hanging on you.
Yeah,
it's like if you got stung by a praying mantis and you couldn't get it off.
I don't know if that's what it's like, but it's like
Aunt Emma got stung by a praying mantis.
Did she?
No, not praying mantis. Portuguese man of war. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
Portuguese man of war.
Those do nothing.
Yeah, except for kill you.
No, they don't.
You lose your leg.
If you're a pussy.
They do.
What? Anyways, yeah, that's a true story. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Starting off with two smoking ones.
Do you think old people lose their teeth on purpose because it's more fun to only be able to eat ice cream and PBJs?
No? No. The best part of banging an elderly woman is you don't hurt your hand punching their teeth out because they don't have any.
What? What?
The rest of my jokes are about banging old ladies, so.
It's, yeah, but I mean.
I get rough
why
with
you
my sex. Why don't you?
Punch their
it's my question. I heard that song Smack My Bitch Up when I was young, and that's all I did.
Yeah, that's why you have green horns. All right, ready? If I were a really old elderly guy, I'd wear a wife beater that says allegedly in quotes on it.
Why do you have to be an old guy?
Because you're not going to wear it when you're younger.
I guess not. You know the best part of banging... No, the best part of banging an elderly woman is that she's your grandmother who is bedridden with a broken hip.
She's got a broken hip, though.
That's why she's bedridden. That's why it's the best part.
Maybe she just can't walk. All right, ready? How old do you have to be to feel comfortable enough to shit your pants and then take a nap on a bench?
How old?
I don't know. I'm
now
82. Wait, let me. Okay. How old do you have to be to feel comfortable enough shitting your pants and then taking a quick nap on a park bench? I should have done the whole thing.
You did do the whole thing.
No, I jumped. I jumped a couple.
The best part of banging an elderly woman is none of her family will find out because no one visited her at the nursing home. She just sits there all day waiting like an old idiot.
I have one that's kind of like that. If I were to date an octogenarian, I'd want them to have the right amount of Alzheimer's so they forget how small my dick was, but remember they had a good time.
What is octogenarian 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 80s.
Yeah. Too smart for me.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
These are all right. Now I got a couple of just random ones.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
If you're a gimp and you get a rock in your shoe, do you think you have to take the whole suit off, or is that just part of the deal?
That's pretty good.
All right. Ready?
You were really thinking that one day. That's why it's funny.
I thought of it today, walking around.
You had a rocking shoe?
Yeah, I did.
You had a gimp costume on?
All right, ready? When it comes to sex, I have no staying power. Absolutely none. And I am unapologetic about it, too. I'm like the Whitey Bulger of premature ejaculate. A ruthless maniac with no remorse. Sorry, ladies. So, Whitey Bulger was a ruthless maniac. With no remorse.
I think he was a...
Nice guy?
I think he had remorse. It's like, sorry, I got you killed.
Did you see that Johnny Depp movie with... That's all I had, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think I had like three winners that time.
You did? Which ones?
Let's see.
The Gimp one was funny.
Gimp. Pants me and throw me down the stairs.
I don't think you read that one. Oh, yeah. That's okay, I remember
now. Actually, you know what? I think I had more than that.
I think when we listen back, you'll realize you're wrong.
I'd wear a wife beater that says allegedly on it. That's a pretty good one.
You should actually, we should make those shirts. Let's do that. Let's make those wife beaters. Yeah.
Do we put
14 Finches? Get on that shit.
14 Finches. Just say allegedly.
Yeah.
Is that funny though?
To me, it is.
It's pretty funny. I think that. Wait, what was the joke?
You would wear a wife beater that said allegedly.
No, your joke that was funny.
Oh,
I forgot your jokes already.
There's something about
Mary.
No, having best part about banging an old woman is that her family won't find out because no one visited her at the nursing home. She just waits around like an old idiot or something like that.
Like an idiot.
Oh my god,
that was a good one. You know what we should do? We should just recap how funny we think our jokes are for the next 35 minutes.
That's hella fresh.
Hella fresh. All right. Well, that's it, everybody.
You got some news stories there for us?
I do.
A little wife of the week, girlfriend of the week, something like that?
You know,
Or celebrity douche?
I think we should meld these ones together. How about the wife of the week? Here's one that I really liked. Woman attempted to use acid and alligators to dispose of husband's ex-girlfriend's body. That is...
it's a stretch.
It's overkill, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's overkill.
Yeah, I think they're like, we saw the first 48. We know we can do this. This is what we got to do.
I'm thinking maybe the acid, they're like, oh, this is taking too long.
Yeah.
And they totally underestimated the amount of acid that they needed.
Yeah, and they were using like LSD and not like a real acid. Like, see what I did there?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I do see what you did there.
Yeah.
I was kind of paying attention to what you said.
You never do. You just kind of look off in the distance while I talk.
Yeah. Much like our
it works.
Audience. It pours the pants out of everybody. You know what I was thinking though? And I don't know did I mention this to you? Like, why is it always the girlfriend who encourages the guy to chop up his ex-girlfriend? How come it's never the guy that goes to the girlfriend and is like, hey, I want you to chop up your ex-boyfriend and like throw him in the sea?
I think because if a guy's going to kill the ex-boyfriend, he just does it himself. He doesn't ask for that kind of...
Or maybe he's like...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he never asks the girl. Yeah.
I can get strange no matter where I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My dick game is strong.
Strong.
Yeah.
Hella strong.
Do you know, what's this... the new term out there is big dick energy. You heard this?
No.
Yeah.
Big dick energy.
Big dick
energy.
Oh,
wait a second. I think I did hear about that when I was researching how much I fucking hate Pete Davidson and stuff.
Yeah.
He got that big dick energy.
Probably.
He got one of the two towers in his pants.
One of the meatiest cocks in all of stand-up comedy?
I don't know. All I know is that all the blood must rush from his funny bone to his dick if that's the case, because he ain't funny.
He looks so sickly.
Yeah. He's not a well human being. And he's got lousy tattoos, and he's not funny. Like, he doesn't really contribute anything.
I don't know. Maybe he's a
great
writer.
He dates a girl that looks like she's about 13 years old.
She just looks way too young.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
Does.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing recently from Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Yeah, guy was grabbed some side boob.
Yeah, she was singing, and then she finished, and then some pastor came over and, like, absolutely arm around the back, crept the old fingers around the side, and definitely got some side boob, and she was like...
And then he finished, too.
Excuse me?
I don't think she said anything, did she?
No. But she did give him the look. The excuse me look.
Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, creepy fucking pastor.
I know. I wish I was a pastor.
You can be. You should start a cult.
Why do people give them money? I should start a cult. I think people would follow me.
You'd be a good televangelist.
I'm charismatic.
You're charismatic as fuck.
I would be a good cult leader.
I play the organ in the side.
I play the skin flute. Follow me.
So, she chopped up acid. Let's go back to that.
What are you talking about? Why can't I be a cult leader?
No, you can't be.
You don't want to do that with me playing the skin flute?
Oh, no, you ruined it with that.
Well, we had a kind of amalgamation of wife of the week and girlfriend of the week.
Yeah, woman of the week. Let's call it woman of the week.
Babe of the week.
Yeah.
Babe. How about, there were two other ones. I thought the headline was funny of mom punches homeless woman to stop alleged kidnapping of daughter. Kidnapping's funny. I would just like to see a mom punch somebody. I think that's pretty pretty awesome.
Really? You never seen your mom punch somebody?
No, my brother, but that's because he wouldn't, you know, wouldn't
stop fingering you.
Exactly.
Stop fingering you.
Cut
brother.
It out. The Lord doesn't like it. But the one that I really thought was cool was Texas couple left daughter at home for days to travel to Michigan for a rock concert, cops say. So somebody went to a Kid Rock concert and just left their kids at home.
Okay, Bob Seger. I looked everywhere to find out where they had to go.
I know.
I couldn't find out what concert they went
immediately
to.
Immediately I thought it was one of your dickhead bands,
ICP?
Like Slipknot or something.
Okay, first of all, Slipknot's a pretty good band.
No,
it's Corey not. Taylor has got one of the best rock voices ever.
Sing one of his songs then.
I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. It's one of the gayer songs, but it's one of their songs.
It's one of the happier songs?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Is the guy who does Slipknot the one who sang the Paul Simon song recently?
Sure. No, that's Disturbed that you're thinking of, I think.
I didn't think that was that great either.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were losing their trousers.
Me neither.
For that.
I know you're a big Limp Bizkit fan, but
I actually think
I know you are.
Limp Bizkit's pretty fucking good.
I know you do.
I think they're pretty. Remember the time we went to that bachelor party.
Allegedly,
and we listened to Limp Bizkit and then ate some gummy bears.
I don't remember that.
Wasn't it gummy bears? Are you pretending not to remember? Just
no,
blink if you're pretending not to remember.
I don't remember listening to Limp Bizkit.
You just blinked three fucking times.
That's because I'm blinking.
What are you talking about? Oh, you don't remember.
I remember
taking the gummy bears, yeah. But I don't remember doing Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. I remember I was the last one standing at that bachelor party.
I remember I fucking left.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I was the last one there. Like,
that was terrible.
See you guys later.
What a terrible. I love the guy who got married, though. Great guy. Great listener of the show.
You wish you got married to you? Yeah, he's always the first one there.
He's rock solid, that guy.
Literally, that CrossFit did him well.
It did do him
well.
Yeah,
he used to be a chunky bitch, and now he's a shredded meat monster.
Yep. He went through the upgrade process. He upgraded pretty much everything, including the amount of children that he now has.
Yeah, it's weird that he upgraded before he got divorced. And then he still got divorced, you know? Usually, like, the wife would leave because you're a fat piece of shit.
I just mean, in general, like... His new house is nicer.
Oh, yeah, no, everything.
His wife is better looking.
Oh, his wife.
Very nice.
His life has gotten way better.
He's got now 19 kids. He's pretty much.
Yeah.
He's pretty much that guy. What's that show where they have three wives, the sister wives? The Mormon guy. He's got that many kids,
sister
but wife? Only one wife. No, he's like the Brady Bunch, I guess. What the hell am I talking about? Anyway. How about that one?
That was great.
We got some complaints about the bourbon, by the way. I didn't tell you. I don't have a heart. Because I really
Crispin didn't really Glover. That's who I was thinking of.
Holy callback. Yep. Danny Glover's kid. Crispin. That's pretty fucking good.
All right, let's get back on track.
What fucking track? We're
talking about Woman of the Week.
All right, here's another one. I thought this was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So did you think... You think they went to... Okay, how old was the kid? Do you remember? Young, right? That they left?
Yeah.
11?
I barely read the fucking story, man.
Oh, imagine that.
Hang on. Let me look at it.
You're a real piece of garbage.
I'm a real piece of something. Piece of ass, too. Let's see. Oh, wait. Here we go. Texas couple. Hey, where were they from in Texas? Cool. I wonder if I know them. Oh, man. I just realized I'm really not talking to the microphone, am I? Because I just turned my face to it. Let's see. They're from the Houston area. The 11 years old.
Yeah, 11.
Oh, come on. That kid can hang out for a couple days. What a baby. Wham, my parents let me out for a couple of days.
Yeah, they left plenty of toaster strudels in the fridge for them.
Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it. All it says was officers went to check on the 11-year-old girl after their aunt called, who they found trying to cook. The girl said no one came to check on her, despite her mother telling deputies that she asked her sister to look at her daughter. Yeah, so it's the aunt.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
Yeah. Fuck her. When the couple's great aunt called... So they hadn't been home for days.
That's so not anyway, that great if she called the police on
no, them. No, she really isn't. I mean, where's your level of responsibility here? Someone asked you to look after their kid because you went over to a Neil Diamond concert for a couple days.
Who did you think was Neil Diamond last week? You weren't even, no, Neil Simon?
Neil Simon.
Yeah. You started swinging.
I went Neil Diamond and Paul Simon at the same time. Sweet September morn. Neil Diamond's got some good hits. That you know who else has some good hits?
Slipknot.
I'm listening to the Huey Lewis channel on Pandora. Did I mention this already?
No.
Oh, man. Huey Lewis was my fucking guy. Band.
Gonna go back in time.
Big time. Remember that SNL sketch? David Spade? He just kept singing Back in Time to Michael J. Fox. No. So, Huey Lewis is great. Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great band.
Yeah.
I'm revisiting Hall & Oates. Listening to some of that. You know who I don't want to listen to anymore? Rick Springfield.
I don't blame you.
Screw him.
One song.
I was in General Hospital. Fuck you, Rick Springfield. You heard me.
Yeah, and I mean it.
Big listener to the podcast, by the way.
No, that's Bob Springfield. It's Bob from Springfield.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the talk, Bob. No comments from Bob from Springfield, though.
No.
We're seeing some spikes. Some content spikes. We see when you fucking listen, people. We see you.
Yeah, we're like Santa Claus, except that I'm the fat one. I'm just like Santa Claus.
The gift that I give is something that you never, ever want.
Yeah, it's herpes.
Yeah.
Exactly. We didn't talk about last week the fucking huge herpes on my lip either.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
I felt it when I kissed you, but I didn't see it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's on my inside of my anus.
Well, yeah. You pucker up that butthole.
Pucker up the
So I had a big old herpy.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't see it.
Yeah, this one didn't turn too white or anything like that. It just kind of, was
so red. Do you have one of those recurring cold sore things where you're going to get it and get it? How did you get that? Did you make out with a girl who had herpes?
I don't know. Mouth herpes? I used to mac so hard back in the day.
I don't believe that at all, but okay. You know your computer once again says reboot required?
Dude.
Will you fucking reboot this thing?
I shut it down after every fucking...
You got to check that out. That's some spam shit right now. I bet if you click restart now, they're going to be tracing this thing.
Oh, shit. You think it's the NSA?
The Russians. Facebook. They're Facebooking us right now. They got us mapped. Big time. Big time mapped.
What else we get going?
I did want to ask your opinion on this Louis C.K. thing, to be honest with you. So, your boy Louis C.K. Went back up on stage, I think it was at the Comedy Cellar or something in New York.
Correct, yeah.
And rousing.
Got a standing
rousing
ovation?
Applause. Yeah. Rousing applause.
Yep.
Did bump. He bumped a couple cats, from what I understand.
Yeah. He's allowed to do that, though.
Right. Even if you jerk off in front of some women who don't want to see you jerk off in front of them.
Yeah. How are you supposed to know until you start jerking off if they don't want it?
Well, yeah. And he did ask. I mean, I'm not going to get into there's a lot of gray area here, but he did ask. And some of them said yes. Some of them might have just been nervously like, what?
What the fuck's going on?
And then all of a sudden, he's got that ginger fucking ween hanging out.
Tiny fucking.
Can you imagine?
It's such a weird thing.
It's horrific enough to see a penis.
Maybe yours. Mine's fucking gorgeous.
It's even worse to see, the thing's on fire.
Yeah, freckled.
Yeah, freckled.
Yeah.
Red-haired fucking monstrosity.
Pink. Yeah, that thing's got to be so pink.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fire crotch looking gross. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
So anyway, where were we? There was a whole S-storm over. See how I'm not swearing?
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
That's fucking great, man.
Fucking A it is. So, whole S-storm over why he's allowed to go back up and do all that shit. I don't understand. What? Give it to me again. Why is Siri just yelling at you like that?
Know.
That's a hell of a program.
We have a really tumultuous relationship, me and Siri.
Apparently. You try to get in that old compact USB slot.
Yeah, man. They should have kept the old... other port.
No. The big one?
Yeah, I need the big one.
Oh, fuck that. So anyway, I don't... Yeah. People are pissed. I don't know how to fucking...
He's been away for 9 months silent. You know, I guess what the big concern is he never apologized.
No, he did. I thought he did.
It was kind of a, he never said the words, I'm sorry. He just admitted to it, said I was
wrong. Why does he owe America an apology?
He doesn't. He owes the women he did it to an apology.
There you go. There you go.
You know? And, you know what? It's a really gray area. There's people who do worse shit. Like Harvey Weinstein, fuck that guy. He shouldn't, you know, he should be blackballed.
He fucked a dude?
No.
What? No.
I said he should be blackballed.
Wait, are you talking about the Terry Crews thing?
What that the fuck are you talking about?
Harvey Weinstein fucked a guy. You said Harvey Weinstein fucked that guy?
Fuck that guy. Fuck that
guy.
Oh,
Harvey Weinstein, comma.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, I didn't know I need to say my punctuations.
Wait a second. Would that be a comma or would that be like a semicolon?
Yeah, I was getting confused with those.
I've been thinking semicolon. Well, full colon is two dots. Semicolon is the dot with the comma.
Yeah, I know that part, you fucking asshole. I'm talking about...
It looks like this. I just did a dot and a swoop.
Yeah, but that swoop was backwards to me.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I'm a teacher.
You are?
A fucking student.
Listen, Cosby.
Yeah, burn in hell.
Yeah, burn in hell.
However, don't burn his albums because they're pretty good. His
comedy. I disagree, but...
Are you serious?
This is a good jello pudding time.
You know what? They don't even talk to me anymore.
You know what? He lost me when he started telling like rappers and stuff not to use the N-word.
Yeah, dude, that was 30 years after he made Bill Cosby himself and all that. All of his classic stuff.
Classic stuff. So about talking about
I'm okay
giving
if
women
you're
Spanish fly and raping them.
I'm okay. He actually did talk about
I know.
That on one
yeah.
of his albums.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. What the I don't think he's really given at the time. Plus, I was 8. I think I had to look up what Spanish Fly was.
And you found out it was...
It was like you put it in the drinks and they...
What is it? Is it Rufinol or what is it?
Yeah, it's basically roofies.
Is it Rufinol or Rohypnol?
It's Rohypnol.
What's Rufinol?
It's something you just made up. And by the way, it tastes really good.
Yeah. Really good. I mean, I feel like, if he comes back, wants to come back, that's fine.
How's he supposed to make a living?
First of all, he never has to work again.
By the way, let me just go on a rant here for a second.
Let's do it.
There are two child rapists who work at my particular Best Buy.
And, they turned on the fun, if you know what I mean.
And exactly. I don't really work at Best Buy, but, you know, I don't want to get sued by Best Buy. Wink. I work there. I work in audiovisual. So, how do you think I got this Yamaha? So, anyway, no short of two of those. And if those animals are allowed to work here, then what the, you know, God damn it, I just hit this fucking thing. I'm so pissed off. So, you know what I mean? Like, child rapists. Apparently, they get to have a fucking gig, but Louis C.K., because he jerked off in front of some ladies, can't. I'm not downplaying the fact of, like, you're a man. You can clearly overpower the vast majority of women that are there, just on sheer strength and physical, you know, just the physical capabilities of a man. The vast majority of men can overpower women, and there's got to be something fucking insanely scary about just being a woman and walking around and having... men ogle you all the time.
Yeah, it's got
to
be
why I
though.
Never go to rain anymore.
Which is why when you're on that boat, you don't look at any of those thongs.
Dong-da-dong-dong-dong. So, however, like, at what point can he come back? You know what I mean? Because I don't know that these kitty rapists ever go apologize to fucking little Davy that they just diddled. I know the Catholic Church doesn't do it. Don't even get... Oh, shit. You just opened up a whole
rant.
Anyway... You're right. I mean, how long does it take? Is 9 months too long? Not long enough? I don't know.
I mean, what he did was wrong, right? But what is the punishment? You never get to work again. No one gets to hear your art anymore. You don't get to, you know, ever do stand up ever again.
What if at the time it wasn't wrong? You know what I mean? Like, what if? I don't know. I mean, even if it's one time where it was wrong, then it's fucking wholesale wrong.
Yeah.
But what if for the most part he's like, hey, can I jerk off in front of you? And they're just like, yeah, go fucking, that's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard of, so go for it. It would still be a little bit of a long time.
Yeah, it's still
a weird
fucking
thing. I'm on record
thing.
For 2.5 minutes. So, I mean, if we go 2.5 minutes, I'll clock it now, and then I'll tell you when we're done.
And he's done. It didn't even take him that long.
Well, it's 2.5. I need a refractory period. But yeah, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. I don't think jerking off in front of any woman without... I don't think every time he said, hey, can I jerk off in front of you without his dick in his hand already?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can you sign this paper?
Yeah. You know, the paper is underneath his cock and balls.
This paperwork. Sign this paperwork. That would be so weird. If you're a kid today, do you think... I mean, there's a lot of rules going on around there. You know what I mean? Like, you must get consent. You have to ask, like, can I touch you here? Can I then go there?
Yeah, you have
to get,
like, written consent before you...
Well, that's not... You don't... I mean, do you have to? I don't know. I mean, that's what the... Those are the steps that are being proposed.
Like, when my kid's in college, it's going to, you know...
College is a different story. I mean, just
that's where that shit happens.
Shit just organically happens.
You know, I had a buddy who got a blowjob in the hallway in high school, and he was 17.
He's only 17.
He
might
have been 18. He might have been a senior in 18.
In the hallway.
In the hallway. The girl was 16 or 15 or something like that, and they got caught. And the parents wanted to press charges against him.
Statutory
rape.
Mm-hmm.
It would have ruined his fucking life.
Yeah.
Because their daughter wanted to suck his dick. Like, that's crazy.
Sorry. I'm just looking up. What's his name again? I'm Googling it.
Yeah, I'm not going to use his name.
No? Is it Dave Anderson?
No, who's that?
The guy I'm looking at right now, Dave Anderson. Hallway. Was it in the middle of a hallway?
Dude, it was like in a back hallway.
Okay.
During period, so no one's walking around, but they did get caught.
She was on her period. I'm putting the pieces together. So it was during school, though.
Yeah. What are you not fucking catching about this?
I don't know. Listen to the goddamn story.
I don't
know, man. Like, that poor girl. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is going on?
15?
15 or 16, I don't know.
By the way,
but...
least funny segment we've ever had in our life.
Yeah.
Least funny segment.
Yeah, we usually end strong. We're ending on a fucking downer. Let's change this up.
This is a way downer.
Let's change this up.
What do you got?
Guy hits homeless guy to death with a bat. Let's go to that one.
Which one was fucking, that?
That was one you sent me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Like a fitness model. Yeah. Yeah. Hit some fucking homeless guy in the head with a bat and kill him.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Models.
Over and done.
Models are the best.
Dude, you're fucking shredded, though.
Yeah. What about that Jack guy who went around...
naked on the freeway?
Yeah, naked on the freeway. That's awesome.
Yeah.
If I was jacked, I think I'd run around the freeway naked.
I don't think you would, because I'm like,
I still have a little dick.
Yeah, exactly. You
need
to have a big
around.
Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. What if I got
like a big
an implant?
I don't think they look good.
Have you seen a dick with an implant?
I've tasted a dick with an implant.
Actually, my Schmenz is okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Soft?
It's a yeoman's. No. God,
that's what
no.
I mean. Yeah, you can't run around with an erection.
God,
that's
no.
fucking
I'm
crazy.
I'm a shower. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a grower, you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am a grower.
Yeah. So you'd have to have an erection the whole time, and that just makes it weird.
I would.
Yeah.
I would have to have one.
I think when they arrest you and you go in front of the court, and the judge is there, and he goes, "If you were soft, I think he's going to go easier on you.
If you were hard,
he's going to be like, you fucking weirdo."
I'm excited to be there.
Yeah.
It's my chance to defend my case.
Yeah, I meant during the whole debacle, not in court.
You know, when you're defending.
Of course you'll be high in court.
When you're a
defendant,
you're like, I really want to defend myself here.
Yeah.
I want to plead my case. I'm excited about this opportunity.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
Sir, you have an erection.
Rock hard.
Well, the bailiff has given me googly eyes.
So, question. We did not advertise the twat machine, but did we have any tweets, any twats, any communication whatsoever?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Not reading it.
For real? Oh.
You want me to read this for real?
No, I didn't even read it.
Oh,
I didn't read it when
you... I handed it to you to read.
I know, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, here, read this and then tell me if you want to talk about it on air.
All right, hang on. Let me take a break.
Didn't think so.
No, we're going for it.
Oh, my God.
Question.
From
Jerry NJ2X. big listener to the podcast.
He is, yeah.
He does get upset when we don't ask.
I know.
So, question for episode 19. Would you rather have your pinky finger as your tongue or big toe as your nose? Okay, so I'm beginning to think he doesn't listen at all. Because not only is that the random ramblings of a fucking insane person, but it's not really in our wheelhouse to trade off juvenile body parts for each other.
I want my penis is all my fingers. That's what I'd want.
But wait, if my tongue was tongue a pinky finger?
Yeah, that's the obvious one to go with because your thumb is your nose. Everyone's going to see that. You can keep your fucking mouth closed. No one's going to see your tongue.
Right, but could you work your pinky? Yeah, it wouldn't work. Do you still have the...
I'm assuming that your tongue is the size of a pinky toe inside your mouth.
This is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us end this on This Is So Dumb.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry, NJ2X, 2TX.
Cocksucker.
You dummy. This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.